When U.S. soldiers crossed the Atlantic to fight in World War I, they not only preserved freedom, they also discovered something that transformed a working-class neighborhood in Tampa, Florida. What was the habit that caused the decline in a major industry? It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Most people don't realize that Tampa, Florida began to flourish when a section of town called Ybor City began in the 1880s to make cigars that were transported to points all along the U.S. East Coast. The industry's impact is still felt today.
We got a good deep water port because channels were dug deeper and deeper because there were larger and larger ships that were bringing in tobacco. And so you've already got these deep channels, and now you've got cruise ships going out at the same spot.
David Alderman says a wide range of immigrants came to Ybor to support the cigar-making business.
Something very unusual at the time. When women started, when Afro-Cubans were working there, it didn't matter. Old and young, white and black, male and female, and they're all getting paid at the same rate.
Attitudes about cigars may have begun to change, though, when the U.S. entered World War I.
Soldiers went over to France in 1917, and along with them came a shipload of cigarettes. Now, ready-rolled cigarettes were considered socially unacceptable in the United States. It was something that was continental, that was European, and not necessarily to be trusted.
Habits changed, and cigar-making in Ybor gradually declined.
Men became the tobacco carriers, so they've got a pack of cigarettes in one pocket. They've got their humidor pack of cigars in the other. You have to make a decision later on when the Depression comes along. You have a choice. Do you buy a cheap cigar for 5 cents, or do you buy a loaf of bread for your family?
Ybor City remains and is a vibrant neighborhood in Tampa. The Ybor City Museum and State Park preserves much of that history today. Traveling the countryside in Ybor City, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.